our day with some chanting again. And this time I'd like to share with you the compassion chant from Kuan Yin. And this comes from the Chan tradition, the Chinese Buddhist tradition. And the words are Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. And when I chant it, you'll easily get it. And so it's honoring the Kuan Yin Bodhisattva who hears the cries of the world. And so our table here with all the people it represents, we're holding in compassion and in kindness as we chant. And there are two ways that I've learned of chanting. And the first way is more the anukampa, the empathy, offering whatever suffering we've been experiencing today to Kuan Yin, or allowing that to be heard and received by Kuan Yin. And then the second way is more the karuna, the warrior aspect of cutting through. So I'll chant it through, I'll chant the first version once, and then you can join in. And some of you know it, I know. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. So that's all it is. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. And now we'll do it the cutting through way. So we'll a little faster. And what you do is you offer up some habit pattern that you want to cut through. And so I'll do it once, and let me do it all the way through. The first two times we do it straight through, and then the second time there's a break. So just watch first. Namo, Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. So that's where you offer up what you want to cut through. So whatever difficult habit patterns you've been experiencing during the day, now is your chance. And we'll do it three times, so you get three chances. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 Last chance. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shi Yin Pu Sa. Namo Kuan Shi Yin. So then just take a moment to allow a sense of letting go. And now we'll do this chant. May I be filled with loving kindness. You can join in. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May we be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be happy. Let's do it once more. The first verse, I, the second, you, the third, we. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be happy. And allowing that to settle. Allowing the body and mind to receive that energy. And now we'll do the Metta Karuna chant together. And we'll do it all the same tone together. And then after the first couple of times, you're welcome to add harmony. Metta Karuna Mudita Upeka. 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 Karuna mudita upeka. Metta karuna mudita upeka. Metta karuna mudita upeka. Metta karuna mudita upeka. Metta upeka, metta karuna, mudita upeka, metta karuna, mudita upeka, metta karuna, mudita upeka. So let's rest in that for a few moments. as we come towards the end of our day together, bringing appreciation to yourself for being a friend, a good friend, for staying with yourself, whatever was unfolding, for continuing this intention for well-being. And you might want to make a commitment to continue this intention for your own deepest well-being, kindness, caring, may we all receive the deepest well-being, happiness, ease. And to radiate out these wishes, this intention to friends, family, people we know, people we don't know. Allow it to spread and spread. This intention for safety, for freedom from suffering, for freedom from causing suffering. Allowing it to flow and spread as far as it seems to right now. There may be a particular person or people, group of people, that you want to include. And you might say their name softly to yourself. May this one or these people be free from suffering. May they know safety, ease. May they live with kindness. And be at peace. And if you like, you can say softly out loud someone's name or some particular group of people or animals. Or simply say it in your mind. May all beings everywhere be free. May they know safety, love, ease. May all beings everywhere be at peace. So thank you everyone for your practice this weekend and for being here. It's been a pleasure for me. I get to do metta too. And I always learn. And just a few words about taking this practice home. You can do it in many different ways. Some people like to have metta be their only practice for a little while, and just to stay with metta for themselves. It can be really helpful just to do that and use the metta phrases or the compassion phrases and to keep it alive. You can be doing metta as you're walking down the street. May you be happy. May you be happy. May you be at peace. Up and in an elevator going up and down. I found it actually really fun to do that. And it brings a lot of joy to do it on the Canada Line or the SkyTrain. May you all be free from hostility, whatever it is that comes to me at the time. It's a nice way of being in the world. And sometimes the chanting is really helpful. It really supports the practice and brings it alive. So just to explore that, see what that would be like to go through the world practicing that way. It really dissolves some of the barriers. You feel more connected to people when you do that. So to explore. And that keeps it alive. And you can be aware of the conditional part. There was a lovely cartoon of people, I think it was a British line, a British cartoon of people in queuing up for the cinema or something. And it was, may you be safe, may you be happy, and then may all people who jump line be happy. May all people who cut in. And so this sort of having fun with it, playing with it. And then if you go back to your regular practice, your mindfulness practice, have a sense of it being imbued with kindness all the time. Paying kind attention. Noticing when you're paying kind attention and when you're paying attention critically. And, oh, that reminds me, I now free you from your vow to refrain from judging, comparing, and fixing. So you're free to go ahead and judge again. However, you may wish to take one of those and explore what it would be like to really look at comparing. Or just choose one of them, because you'll see how much of the time you are fixing, or whatever one of them you choose to look at. And again, to have it be fun to do it, just to really see what the mind does. Or some people will choose to do 5 minutes of metta meditation at the beginning of the practice or at the end of their practice. And to notice at different times during the day, what would it be like to be kind right now? To be kind to myself. How would that be? So those are just some suggestions. There are lots of guided meditations with metta. Sharon Salzberg, Tara Brach. I think there are Brach and Margot and June probably have some suggestions that. And the book I mentioned, Boundless Heart by Christina Feldman, is a great resource. So there are many resources to support your metta practice. And enjoy it. And at the same time, know that it will bring up these difficulties. But it brings them up to give you a chance to hold them in kindness rather than in judgment. So, thank you all very much.